Hi, everybody. We're here again on BBS, and today is Saturday, April 24th, 2014. So here we go, and today is our Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Let's do a clearing for people that may have encountered something. Maybe they got attached, or you got attached by something, emotional energies or a situation. So let's take away those energies there, being beacon that we have now. Maybe you have somebody who was in the services that are no longer with us here because of that. So let's concentrate on one of those issues that you may have. They don't really clear, like I say, one issue or one situation. So out of your book of traumas. So here we go. So think of an issue that you may have had or have. Hear that. So here we go. Bringing in peace energy to replace it. No better. Get out of duality with that one issue. So here we go. Releasing that from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. A little heavy there, so I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, here we go, everybody. And I guess we'll bring on Ann tonight here and see what she has. I know we have some questions from hers, and maybe do some healings too. So, Ann, I'll turn it over to you. Oh, we're going to do the light. Let's bring the light beam up.
Oh, right.
Oh, so light beam, everybody. So here we go. Energizing that to bring in more peace for you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okie dokie. So, Ann, there you are.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And today, for everyone who might be listening to this on an archive, especially, is May 24th, 2014. We're on BBS Radio, who we appreciate so much. And thank you, all you listeners, for being here. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow is the last of the 8-hour calls for the month of May. So if you're on there, there's a reminder. But if you're not, you can still join us to be on that 8-hour call tomorrow. And there's more information about that on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. So I welcome all of you new listeners. And Saturday night is my personal favorite night of all the radio shows because we do get to go visit the Lightship. So it's Saturday night on the Lightship. And we do have quite a few emails, and I appreciate everyone for all your participation. That helps to make the shows really good. So keep sending your emails in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We really appreciate that. So we have an email from someone, Ron, that I'd like to start with. She's a pretty long-time listener and a wonderful participator in this show. So it's a really great email, and I thank her for sharing. It really helps other people when they can hear what somebody goes through. So here we go. I've just finished burning a big load of religious, spiritual, and metaphysical books, manuals, and sacred texts, and can hardly walk. The entire time I was ripping out pages, I was speaking the mind-to-heart drop and increasing my life force energy between curbing my tears. I came in to get cooled off, run the Be Here Now and satellite timeline crash because I could actually feel tentacles uncurling from my lung fields, my heart center, and from both ankles and both jawlines. Even grasping how entrenched I'd been in this lifetime alone, there is no way I could have anticipated the magnitude of this experience. So blessed, relieved, and peaceful. Thank you. So how about that, Ron?
Yeah, well, yeah. I do mention that on some of the older shows about, in case you're a new listener, whatever you have around you has keywords in it, and they're connected, even if you never have ever opened the book up. So what I have mentioned on past shows is that we'll just say you have a library or a room, you know, with all your metaphysical books on it. And I'm not saying that they're all bad, okay, but what I am saying is that they have keywords in them. And just by having a book there, those words are active, even if you don't open the book up. What you want to do, just for your own experiment, is to take your books and put them into a box and maybe move them into a different location. We'll just say maybe if it was a nice day, put it in your backyard and put a tarp over it or something, you know, over the box, the boxes. Put it in your garage and then see how you feel going into that room. You may want to do a space clearing also on it. Those books are courting you, medically, taking away a lot of your life force energy. And in this case, the person was actually psychically attacked by them, whether she read them or not, but, you know, this is what happens. That's why they're there, to get you more into mind energy. They say curiosity killed the cat, has 9 lives, and I don't know how many barcodes all of you have, but it's going to affect you some way. So once you get them out of your house, and that would be kind of like clutter, and even if you pay good money for them, you know, it still doesn't make any difference. And there is truth in books, you know. It's that, maybe you got a book just to read, you know, one particular paragraph that you needed to know about. But what about the other 300 pages, you know? And information come from. It had to come from mind energy, and it got put into print. And that's kind of how I look at it. For myself, I don't really do any reading. I'll look at something. I read a little bit. When I talk to someone, I don't normally hang on to, like, more than 10 words. That's it. As they start talking, if I start talking with somebody, that's like years ago, you know, for me. Well, that's why I need to, you know, just state the facts. Remember the old program, Old Enough, Sergeant Friday, you know, knocking on a woman's door, a man's door, you know, and, or, you know, Emma, I just need the facts, you know, something like that. Facts, that's it. That's all he wanted, you know. Everything else is emotions and energies to get caught up, duality. That puts you out in other timelines, projecting your thoughts off to hook you up more and more. That's what happens. And a person at the last expo was mentioning, yeah, the person's going to a reader over here, and they're getting connected. As the reader reads them, they're getting hooked up to that timeline that they never probably knew about, or getting hooked into more timelines. Now it's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't want to be on timelines. You want to be in the now. So that's kind of the way to look at that. But, yeah, those energies can and will connect to you. You don't know what they're doing, you know. Don't know what you don't know. That's the problem here. And that's why a lot of people get rid of a lot of clutter in their rooms or whatever. Remember, those energies can attach to you. But that's the way the dark side gets you. That's why we have a media clearing, too, is you hear something that's so awful, or, you know, the emotional clearing when you get the unlimited version after you do the whole lifetime, then hear something that triggered you from your past, which was dormant, because it shouldn't be there if you already had the emotional clearing. So that person, through the information of you being there, hearing it, seeing it, activated something in you that was dormant, and now you want to get it out of you. So that's why you have the unlimited clearings. Somebody's new listening. Otherwise, your clearing stopped after you did your clearing, and the future that stopped into this present moment, not cleared. You're collecting more data. You don't want to have data. You want to have your hard drive clean. So books can do that. They can hold on to all these energies. Who knows who was in the body of that person, or, you know, the person that did, you know, the editing of the book, you know, who were they? You know, what did they put into that nation? You know, so there's a lot there. Finally got the combination of what they wanted to talk about, and is it good? You know, what's it doing to you? Remember, those keywords are really ways that they can hook up to you. well, yeah, then this person had the physical effects of releasing, you know, books, and those energies got released out of her as they got burned. Oh, so that's not very good. Well, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I had a similar experience. I helped a friend move, and I, you know, took the job of putting books away on her bookshelf, and I didn't even realize really what they were. But when I started to look at them, they were things about Egypt, you know, like, you know, ascension, like stories about ascension and Egypt and whatever they do, those mystery schools and all sorts of New Age stuff and everything. And it's, I started to feel like a pain in my arms and my chest where I'd been carrying the books from one place to the other and putting them away. So it's not quite as severe as this listener described. Good for you, by the way, listener, for burning those books. I think that's terrific. When I got rid of my metaphysical books, I threw them in the garbage. I didn't certainly want anyone else to have them, so I didn't give them away like I would normally give things away. But that's quite a job to burn books, so good for you.
Kind of go sideways a little bit here. Let's just say that just for some reason you had an entity pop into you. That was maybe a specialist, an MD, a specialist, you know, and maybe the person was, the entity ended up doing a lot of surgeries on heart disease, right? So now the entity is in you and you find yourself collecting about operations and pictures of maybe cancer of the lungs and of the heart or whatever, you know. Now you got all these books in your house. So just think of this. So would you really want to open a book up to see cancer of the lungs and somebody using a scalpel to cut it out? And maybe if you had hypothetical, you know, let's say videotapes, you know, DVDs of operations, you'd probably think that, what am I talking about, you know? You normally you'd say, no, I don't want to watch that stuff. Well, that's what your books are doing to you, laying dormant, you know, on your shelf. It has similar stuff like that in them, but it won't be operations, but it'll be how to connect to you. Nobody'd want to probably have that information in their house, you know, about these things that deal with sickness and illness and death. And that's what these books are talking about, because the mind will kill you. It'll saturate your emotional body, your pain body, and eventually you're going to die because that information out there, you're judging the light. And when you judge the light, you bring forth illnesses. That's the bottom line on it. So, you know, why would you want to have books that show these awful things, you know, that is not in your reality? Because that will become your reality if you start reading the books or seeing DVDs on operations, you know? Are they going to connect to that and have it yourself? Activate your DNA when one of your family members that you may not even know had a particular illness. So that's kind of where I'm going with this here. You could probably relate more about this, and maybe you can. Well, how come this word of love and God and peace and tension and whatever else words you have there, attunements and any activations that are in these books and all is one, and how could that even ever hurt me? These all sound like great words. Well, the great words on the surface, but who is connecting on the other side of that word? How big is that fish hook? The end of that fish hook put into your mouth, and now you're on that string. You have no clue. On that fishing line, and they're jerking you toward whatever they want you to do, robotic program. So just kind of look at that as why you want to get rid of things that, you know, is going to give you information upon death. All these books will do that. Want to be in the now. No, you don't want to figure out or try to learn something. You just want to be in the now in peace. No, to get rid of everything and you have peace. That's where you want to be. No, and some people, when I talk to them, they have a hard time because they got so much money and time and energy invested over the last 30 years. They go, man, how can I get rid of all these books? You know, I got a, you know, 500 books and, you know, they all cost me, you know, say $20 a piece. That's a lot of money. I got a lot invested here, all my time to have a job to get these books and everything else. And oh, they go, wow, well, what are they doing for you? Or like I said, curiosity killed the cat, you know, and they give you barcodes by having them. So that's barcodes. Anyway, so that's the whole thing. When you finally look at Source energy is being peace. And on that, you become peace. Then nothing else matters around you. All you have is peace. Find peace to you. Other than that, you're going to be drawing confusion and everything else. And you want to always get back into peace. So that's what all I can tell everybody out there. Once you experience peace with the mind to heart drop, that takes you 15, 20 seconds to do, you go, yeah, why do I need all this stuff, you know? So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I was wondering if perhaps you could give us a sample of maybe the mental body clearing, and so we could maybe think of something. Like when you were talking, I remembered, it was a long time ago, but I read this very thick New Age thing that, you know, was written like a Bible kind of, but it wasn't the Bible. And so I was wondering if maybe if we each think of something from our past that we were hooked into, if you could do a mental body clearing for on that for us.
Okay, so we probably have some people out there who possibly were, I guess, Lutheran or Catholic with their catechism. You know, that's a big one. Or maybe you have some Jewish people out there who had to go through their process of spend everything else. There's all different rituals that people go through that they have to memorize stuff or just learn something. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to pick on anybody, you know, anything, but just look at something that you had to align yourself with energetically, understand it, or to recite it. Well, this is how we're going to do the mental clearing. So think of that, and we'll just see if you feel better after we release that one particular, maybe you had to do a pledge or something, you know, or something that you said all the time. Just think of that, and we're going to take it away from you so you can feel more peaceful, that one experience. So here we go. Oh, one, two, three, I'm yawning, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Go. Oh, hopefully you should feel more energy in your body. It's possible you might feel very, very tired, because if you do feel tired, it means that that was really attached to you, you know, causing you situations, abductions. So if you feel tired, that's the reason. You gave a lot of yourself away with it. And now your spirit's going to help you to regain the territory where your mind connected to your cells of your body, cellular memory, activated it. So if you are getting tired or sweaty or something, that's because I'm going through the process of spirit integration. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And that same listener who sent the email yesterday wrote a follow-up. She said, the burning experience kicked my butt yesterday to the point I had to go to bed for a while. This is, again, the woman that burned all those books. I did manage to run 7 emotional body clearings, 9 self-empowerment clearings, and 7 curses, hexes, and spells. That's a good one. In fact, I'm running them now. Now that I'm learning how to use the clearings, I'm really making exponential progress. I want to thank BBS and CTR plus YouTube and iTunes podcast venues for keeping me just a fingertip away from accessing a plethora of archival clearings in addition to the offerings on the website. We have no excuses anymore. Blessings and peace. So thank you very much, listener. That was a very nice, 2 very nice emails and helpful to everybody. And it's true that the clearings are very simple when you either do the free ones or you buy them and you go on the website, you can figure them out. But once you've done them for a while, you really can refine them to just what you need, and it does make a difference, so I understand that. And another email, Ron, if I can just keep going here. My father was the single being that prepared me for you, Ron and Associates. He was an electromechanical engineer on the Montauk project and fed me into throughout my entire life, filling in all the gaps on his deathbed. He taught me to never trust an alien, and that the particular series of experiments surrounding Montauk ripped a hole in time and let out a whole lot of alien stuff into our now. So isn't that interesting that she's saying basically she was prepared to learn from you by her own father?
That's very nice. Yeah, it's very interesting for myself to get into these different types of talks or realms and seeing what I see and going into the tunnels and everything else. It's they've humans that are down there, places and off planet. It's kind of beyond your wildest thoughts or visions to even route or to see what they're doing. It's like, I mean, first you really get upset and maybe angry with it, and now for me it's like, I'm kind of like, I won't say hardened, but, you know, if I don't see it, it's, you know, I go, wow, what's happening here? This is very unusual, you know, because normally you see the worst thing you could ever picture sometimes, you know. Just what, you know, what they're doing, it's just really sad. And you start doing the clearings, like I say, I like doing the robotic clearing. I'll change one person's, you know, I'll change the hands on people, you know, get rid of the robotic programs, stuff like that. And the people are kind of amazed that they're under, or say, the spell of aliens and the control of them. They don't get it. Most don't. They just think that's kind of strange, you know, but not enough, probably enough presence or consciousness to understand what's really happening to them. I always get the person that goes, oh, aliens are good and they're here to help us. And I go, oh, God, you know. So, but I haven't really had any confrontations yet with any of the presenters or anybody or, you're confronting me at the expos. I don't know what I would do in that case. I'd probably actually give them some of the alien blood or something like that in their hands if they wanted to feel it. You know, I could do that. You know, anyway, I won't get into that too much. You know, it's just very, very sad how they don't respect humanity here. They don't respect our animals and everything else here either. So, you know, it's as above, so below. Oh, well, you know, we're all caught in that same sort of genetic DNA pool. Hopefully you'll be able to clean yourself out enough by doing the clearings to have a much greater consciousness and to want to preserve and honor life that's here. That's kind of where I am. And I sort of, like I mentioned on a few shows, you know, I have a little more compassion for, like, you know, animals or dogs or something, because sometimes, well, they don't have all that we have. And, you know, to be beaten or something or harmed by their owner or whatever, you know, kind of go there quicker than I can for some humans, because we're so compromised. We're animals. I just end up with the bad end of the stick instantly from a bad owner or something, and I am with that. Mind control here is just so intense. I went to a mushroom festival today. And the gentleman was talking about how each footstep that you have goes down, I think he said, 100 feet of that, the mushroom energies. There's a word that he used that I can't recall what it was. Started with an M, maybe about a dozen letters long, but it's, you know, the organism of the mushroom. At the very end of the talk, I asked him, somehow was answering questions from everybody up at the front, and I'm in the very back seat. And, you know, we're quite a ways away. And I raised my hand, I got a question answered. And mushrooms are like one of the oldest, you know, life forms here that heat everything up in a sense, and give us what we have here, because that organism does that. And so I asked him about how does chemtrails relate to mushrooms, right? So he had a walk next to me and just talking in a normal voice before he was talking very loud. The clones in the room weren't even interested, but he didn't give the answer to the whole audience, you know, which I felt was a little strange, you know, but, and he really didn't know, but he did talk about the aluminum. So that's it. And he said that we have the DNA of the mushrooms in us. Oh, very interesting. So that was something. And then he also mentioned, which was kind of a shocker, mentioned that bears have 90% of their DNA from fish because they're fish eaters. That might mean something to you. I don't know, but I'll just pass that on. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, fascinating information. excuse me. I just wanted to say that, you know, we talked about this last night a little bit on the radio show about the alien ships being shot down over China and stuff, and I asked you, is this going to change our world? I can't help but think about this listener who, as a young person, a child, I guess, would have her father say, never trust an alien. So most people walk around this earth saying there's no such thing as aliens. That's utter nonsense. So it's an interesting to me that our culture, I feel like it's going to change. I mean, how many children heard from their father, never trust an alien? I sure didn't.
I doubt that. And now we have them on TV and stuff and the different programs. And, it kind of goes along with the kids using their little handheld devices and monitors and stuff, you know, doing shooting and all this stuff toward aliens or whatever they're battling, you know. So they don't really understand that they're probably getting primed to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what the movies are about. Unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Oh. All right. Ron, before we go on, we're getting close to the half hour already of the show. May we ask for our audience to make requests of rooms to go to on the light ship?
Yeah, we'll go there maybe in 10 minutes, so we could get, I'll do maybe a 6 to 8 room, so.
Great. Okay. So, listeners, if you would like to make a request of a room, you can put it on the fast chat, or you can email it to me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open. I was wondering, Ron, since you talked about movies and games and things and shooting aliens, may we have a sample of the media clearing?
Sure. So think of something that distressed you, anything that you saw, that's up to you to pick something. And here we go. That energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we're taking the trauma out of that. Still going to see the scene or the situation, but anxiety or the fear, the anger, the sadness will be released. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. We have a somewhat related email from someone related to our first one about burning the books. This listener says, hi, Ron. I also removed all items relating to tarot cards and no longer talk to psychics. I feel better. Thank you, Ron.
That's good. Yeah, remember I was talking about that lady who almost died, basically. Old and colors and having a hard time breathing because she went to a psychic. Something to her. I don't know. I don't want to get on those timelines of what they tell you. Well, it could be good, possibly, to know about something, but, you know, what are they going to do to you afterwards? I have talked to a lot of people going out there on the circuit, it will come up to me and say, "Yeah, Ron, I went to this psychic 5 years ago, and told me information, and then he wanted me to, buy him candles or something," or he said, "Oh, we got one more thing we got to tell you, it's going to cost you $500 or something," and they go, "I don't have the money," and then the person put a spell on them. Everybody listening probably has been in that situation, or they have felt that. That's why we have Dark Side Practitioner on the website. Because, once you go to somebody once, they normally have your energetic system. They can clamp into it and hook into it and cord you wherever they choose to. So they normally try to make you come back to them by dangling something in front of your face or telling you about bad news or something, just to hook you into them so they get more money from you. I'm saying that all psychics are that way. But, a lot of them can work this way, we'll say. Well, that's one reason why not to go to them. As of that, I'm sure if you're a psychic listening, I don't want to offend you or anything. You know about this. And you are doing this, you are psychic listening, and the Dark Side Practitioner on yourself, and that will help to release you from all the energetic cordings and the people that you've attached to, because those people's energy system, their energy field, can actually harm you because you're bringing in energy into your body as you have this, mental Rolodex in your head of these different people that you've worked with, okay? To actually harm yourself by doing a reading but not realizing that. To the Dark Side Practitioner, that will help you or them disconnect from those energy pools out there that's put in place by darkness to allow you to do your practice and your work. That's what I would say to do, and you'd probably feel a lot better. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I've heard people talk who are psychic who say, well, they can't help what they see, like they were born with this gift to see people's futures. So I guess what you're saying is if you find yourself one of those people, better to just not, try to shut it down, but certainly not share information with people that if you see their future, right?
Yeah, and then you, if you're a psychic, you're going on those timelines too. You activated that timeline to read it.
Right.
So you're getting yourself even more hooked up into the darkness of timelines. And, it's not good. You don't want to be on any timeline.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm saying. If you understand what I'm talking about, you may get it. You may want to listen to the archive again here. I don't know. But you're hooking up to an energy system that you really don't need to do, but it will haunt you if you get into it because you're just being it'll activate in you. You could be meeting somebody with who's maybe going to be getting lots of money in the future or something. You read that, you see it, and you're excited. Well, now you're on that timeline, but what does that mean to you? Are you going to get that money, or are you going to be the one that money gets taken from to give to that person? The timeline is there for both exchanges, you see. And so why would you want to be on a timeline that could possibly harm you? And how many are you going to be on? Just one? No, you could be on thousands. And you wonder why maybe each time you make money, more goes out than what comes in. So, you need to kind of look at this. You want to get off of timelines. Like I said, what you want to become is peaceful. After you go through all of your stuff, go through your whole spiritual journey, whatever that would be, your 1,000 books in your metaphysical library and all of your teachings and everything else, when you finally get done, I got all this information. My head's like 3 times larger than what it was before. I got all this knowledge. Well, now at some point you're going to try to find peace. That's what you're really looking for, is peace. Trying to find peace in the chaos, and it's not going to be there. Just do the mind to heart drop and get peaceful. Try to backpedal your way out of what you got yourself into. What you want to do is backpedal and clean out your DNA so you can become, more light energy with your spirit in you. Otherwise, you're contaminated, and you're bringing forth contamination. don't want to, you know, emanate source energy, which is what you're doing by all this, all these practices. Get back into peace. That's who you really are. That's what you're looking for, is peace. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. The listener whose father told her about, he said, never trust an alien, and told her those things, also talked to her about timelines, just to let everyone know. That's very interesting. I'm fascinated just to have the things you're teaching us validated by a person of science, and so long ago, too.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of the talkers now, the speakers, the last maybe the last year now, are talking about timelines. They never talked about it before, so they must be hearing some of my lectures or maybe getting the DVDs on them or something or whatever. So now most people now are in the timeline agenda or genre, you know, of talking about timelines, which probably is good to educate people who don't have any solution. And I'm sure they're not going to say to come to my website to do timeline crashing, you know, to get yourself out of this predicament that you got into or that you're involved with. It doesn't matter how you got there or what caused it. You know, you want to get out of it, so have the solutions. That's what we have on the website, is solutions to get you more spirit energy. Don't do attunements. We just do, you know, things to release you to get more spirit energy. Thing is about. Oh, back to you.
And okay, Ron. Thanks. We have some comments and some questions on the fast chat, so maybe we'll get through those and then we'll go to the light ship. Comments. Goodness gracious, entities in doctor's office. That sent chills through me. When I removed all messages from my psychic billboard, everything is more peaceful. Then someone said, my eyes hurt after that pledge clearing, which can happen, but that's not necessarily a bad thing, right, Ron? That means something's releasing from that person?
It's just a reaction, because now you're getting spirit energy in there. So, you know,
right.
Increase your life force energy. Just say it out loud, I now increase my life force energy, and do it maybe 100 times. And then from there, maybe do the mind-to-heart drop. You know, get more energy with you to help heal you. Just got rid of darkness. Maybe you read something and had to memorize it, and your eyes are holding the charge of what you read. That's a good thing. A reaction is always good.
Right.
There could be people out there possibly that I did this to, and they're throwing up, which is good also if that happens. Well, because you're getting rid of the blocked energy. Body's reacting to something. You can't mentalize your emotions, and can't mentalize body. Your body will do what it needs to do to heal itself. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well. Once you understand that, then you realize, yeah, that's why I feel sick this day, or I heard this information and, you know, I'm not feeling too well or have a reaction. Well, your body will kill itself to get well. It's trying to release blocked energy out of it. Another way of stating it, it wants to release the darkness out of its creation to bring in spirit energy, because it used to have it and now it doesn't. Because the energy is blocked and holding darkness. You want to get rid of it. You want to get back to your original mind, if you want to use that term, spiritual blueprint of perfection. That's what we're doing, to help people to get back into who you really are. And that is what I call peace. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. And someone else said they feel heavy from the religious clearing, and that can also be a good thing, right, Ron? Because you've sometimes said that when our spirits, you've cleared us and our spirits are more fully in our bodies, we'll actually feel a little heavier.
Yes, that is correct. And if you do have a situation with a religion, and maybe you start thinking about things that you have stated, said, or you get mind pictures or something, or you feel yourself in church a lot even though you're not there, you want to do the religious indoctrination clearing. That's on the website. That could maybe release your past programming, going to church every Sunday, if not more often. You know, religions have you go like maybe every day or something, but at least pray and everything else, you know. So that's why we have that on the website. Well, we could probably do one more or two more. Well, we should, I'll go to the light ship at a quarter tell, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we have just a couple of quick questions here. Is 450 minutes the max I can put into the time to do a clearing, or can I do more?
Yeah, you can do, I don't know how far the timer will go, but I know people normally, I have people maybe go 1,000, even 2,000, you know, minutes. So you could do that if you want. That's a long time. Typically,
right.
600 minutes would be like enough for you to go to sleep at night, you know, for the 8 hours, we'll say, hypothetically. So a lot of people do 600 minutes, Ed.
Right. Right. I don't think it'll, I think you can put in, you know, you can change pretty much all the numbers. Some of them, I think, are fixed, but most of them you can put in your own numbers. Another question. One listener is wondering how much spirit energy they have. Now, is that something you can do over the radio show, Ron? Or did you've mentioned before that you'll let people know what their spirit, how much of their spirit is in their body?
That varies all the time, so it's not really a good indication. If it seems to be low to you or high, I wouldn't even worry about it. Look at your eyes. Eyes will tell you, you know, where you are.
Okay.
And you know, each time you do a clearing, your eyes will get brighter.
Okay.
Probably less than 1% of what you were when you first came here. Okay? So
yeah.
That's good news or bad news? Well, for some people, they might say, oh, no. Well, you are what you are. All these incarnations that you've had is taking a toll on your spirit. But, you know, your spirit's with you, and this is what you have. This is all that you have to rely on. So that doesn't matter how much you have. It's how you're grading what you have left. You want to integrate all that you came in lifetime or what you have with you. I should say what you have with you now, because if you read all those books in your metaphysical library, it probably has taken a toll on your spirit. You sold out by reading and judging the light, and your spirit is the light. So it means you lost part of yourself to darkness. Can it come back to you? I don't know. What you have with you is, you know, what you have. So don't look at what you don't have. Look at what you do have and get that into your body. Protect your body to help your body out. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, here's an interesting thing that someone put on the fast chat. I'm gathering this is a new listener. I had an astrological reading a few days ago. She told me to move to Newfoundland. Can you clear this astrological reading? It's upset me ever since.
Well, you could do the, get rid of the timelines on it. So the reader or the person doing that to give you the information will say, you know, probably checked out maybe where your best place to live or something. So the best place is in the now, okay? Not a location, but in the now. So that means that person told you about a timeline where you should be living. So you want to clean out that timeline. So what I would do, since it made you upset, I'd probably do 1,000 timeline crashes on living there. Because she put you there, and you're living there now, and you don't like it. That was a creation that was done for you. Thought, or he saw it, you know, it was in your chart or in your cards or whatever you want to say there. So you now are living there, and you don't like it. That's why you're crying. If not, you felt really great and happy, have your bags packed and go there. So that's about all I can say. Do about 1,000 timeline crashes on that because you're reacting to it. If you weren't upset about it, then maybe, 100, 200 could probably work fine. But since you're responding to it and, you know, in a negative way, in a sense, you know, then you may want to look at your body. After you do that, look at your body. Maybe you have genetic material there where you were killed or something. Your body doesn't want to go there whatsoever. So that opened up another can of worms for you. So now your genetics and your body got plugged into that. And now you're going on another emotional roller coaster ride by activating your DNA to want to live there. Okay, so now a person gave you a really heavy load because you did this. didn't know that, you're probably happy before you asked that question. All it did is activate more negativity in you. You want to get it out of yourself now. So you have to do a clearing to get it out of you. Oh, back to you, Ann. Should we go to the light ship now?
Yeah, I just wanted to add one more thing about that, Ron, that besides it's not a good idea to get an astrological chart done for yourself, it's just reinforcing your connection to the planets, and you don't want that because we need to be of free will here. And Ron has a planetary clearing for just that, and I can vouch for it, how wonderful it is, because I feel completely disconnected from my birth sign.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. This only works live on this particular night here, live for people listening. Go to the light ship. You're going to be transported out of time. You're going to be bilocated. You're still going to be in your chair, in your seat, in your bed, in the bathtub, wherever you are. But you're going to be there and here at the same time, by location. And on the light ship, this is source energy that created you. And we're going to different rooms here to ask for healing. So figure out one particular situation that you're dealing with. Normally it's physical. It could be physical, maybe like you stubbed your toe or you have some kind of condition, and each time we go into a room, request that for a healing that they can do for you. When you come, each time you're bilocated, when you're here, these invisible energetic bodies wrap around you, and they can and will bring back your situation. So if you do get a clearing, you know, and a healing, and it works great, perfect, wonderful. But a lot of times people have so much gunk that, you know, the clearing may not work that you're requesting because you haven't cleaned out your energetic bodies. But you always want to do your emotional clearing. And then when you go to the light ship and do different other clearings after that, they're much more responsive to what you're asking for. If you have any newbies on, you ever did an emotional clearing, may not feel too much. People who have may have a lot better success. So here we go. That energetic body wraps around you, which is what gave you your condition, your problem. Well, you get it taken away, come back here, and you get it wrapped around you again. It gets activated in you, the way it works. So here we go. Go into the light ship. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and request your one healing going up. You're going to feel the whole room change. You are right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Like I said, this only works live for the people listening. On an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. Here we go. First room, I have a request for the deer room. So there are normally three light beings, and they take on the blueprint, spiritual blueprint of what we have here as deer. So you're going to be seeing deer if you're a seer. So here comes three deer to do healing on you. I'll use the word stronger to increase it. Request your healing. So 1, stronger, 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 and stronger. It will be in these rooms for the next probably, looks like 5 minutes because we off here since it's 10 minutes till. But to go into the rainbow room, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, request your healing. I'll go into the room that they can scan us for cancer cells. And here we go. Some treatment on us here too. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And going into another room, going to the room that has like a shower of light energy, and it could also be light energy in water coming down like a waterfall full of light. Here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And I want to go into a room that has the koala bears. We're also going to a room with kangaroos. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The room we're going to go into is a room that has the disc that you stand on. There's a disc underneath you. They're about 3 foot in diameter and one on top of your head. This is the green disc, and you're going to feel these energies go into your body of green energy to promote healing. It's not like color therapy here, so the energy on the light chip would not be the same green like we have here with our color spectrum, but it will look green to you. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to another room. This is to help eliminate addictions and situations that are kind of hard to heal, in a sense, that you really can't get rid of easily. So this is a centrifuge room. So the room is spinning. It's a silver walls to it, and as you bring forth what you want to have released, and the energy will go into the walls of this as it spins around, kind of like watching clouds float out of you. Energy. So here we go. A little stronger, stronger, stronger. Just request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to one more room. This will be undergoing to quarantine for this. This is for people who have alien critters in their digestive tract. This will be doing tomorrow also. We have the 8-hour call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific. All right, so here we go. Digestive problems, stomach, intestines, getting rid of alien critters. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One final room. This is where they help you out. The females are coming. This is for like skin, maybe blemishes, situations with your skin. Could be many things, but what you see on your skin that's don't like, we'll see if we can help you out with that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go, everybody. So we're going to come back from the light ship, and our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now coming down with us. Coming down. 1, 2, and 3. We're here now, so I'll turn it back over to you, Ann. You should feel different right now. Almost everybody will. And you may say, how long can I hold this energy of this? And that's going to hold it until you get out of peace. So if you get that phone call in 10 minutes after the show's over and somebody starts complaining or ragging on you or something, that'll take you out of peace, and you're going to be back into duality. So I would typically just take your phone off the hook or turn your TV off, go to bed or whatever, just relax and be peaceful. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, I'm very relaxed and peaceful, so thank you very much. I'm sure everyone feels terrific after that. It's pretty much time to say goodbye, but there is one quick question, Ron. It's something I was confused about myself for a while. The question is, the new Earth transfer is for healings that are new. Sorry, it just shut down. I was going to read it. That are new, not ones we've already done and then repeat.
The newer transfer takes the clearing that you just most recently did or had, okay? If I do one on these on the BBS shows, it's automatically a transfer to the New Earth energy. This is just a holding place for it, kind of like a safe deposit box for you, so that when ascension time comes, you're going to have this healing and your energy in that safe box, we'll call it, okay? So typically, you want to do the earth transfer clearing maybe once a week if you do clearings, or maybe just after it. It only takes, you know, a short time to do it. Just type in the clearing that you had, and voila, you're entered in there. So what it does, it is a safeguard for you so that if ascension time comes and the dark side takes you out of here a millisecond before ascension occurs, then you're not here, and the light will never find you because dark side universe. If the light could have found you 2,000 years ago when Jesus did the ascension, you would not be listening to our program. So you already went through it at least one time, typically much, much more, but one time for sure. So you want to be recognized, and that's what it does, that it takes your clearing energy, and which brings you back more into wholeness each time you do a clearing, and it's a way that you can be recognized at ascension time. So that's what it's for. So anything else, Ann?
No, I think that's enough. We can take it up where we left off. The next BBS radio show will be at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. And again, tomorrow is the 8-hour call. If you can possibly get on that and spend the whole day on the lightship, it's really terrific. And that's it for me, Ron, unless you have something else you want to add.
No, that's about it. So hopefully you're all feeling great and wonderful. And source energy is peace. Nothing to do with mind. Mind takes you out of peace. Think you're judging the light. Think you're harming your spirit. In a sense, you know, I don't like to get into that too much because it makes people feel guilty thinking. But remember, source energy, mind to heart drop. You can't think with a mind to heart drop when you're in source energy. So here we go, dropping down, fan on your spirit, dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. You're going into your heart center. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, thank you, everybody. Running a little bit over here. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Ann. And hope you have a wonderful evening, everybody. Blessings.
Bye, all.